his friend, Yishir Shvili Nishmas, Rav Asher Heber, Zichrono Livracha, who was nifter yesterday from Corona. And it should also be the Refuas, Ritzvi Chaim and Elena Shendel, Rav Chaim Yitzchok Feder Fegalei, Ritzvi Rabbeinu Defeg, and all the cholim with the horrible virus of coronavirus. This shiur is based on Torah that I was mekabel from Moriv Rabbi, Harav Agon, Yaakov Dov, and Hamnik Shlita. It says in Menachas Daf Kufir in the Mishnah, Nemar Bolas Behem Yisherech Nechoch, Bolas Of Yisherech Nechoch, Mincha Yisherech Nechoch, Lomer Lecha, Echad Amarbe, Echad Amamit, Ubavad Shechavin Libo LaShemayim. That it's stated with regard to an animal burnt offering, a fire offering, and a aroma pleasing to Hashem. Regarding to a bird burnt offering, a fire offering, and a rosy pleasing to Hashem. Regarding to a meal offering, a fire offering, and aroma pleasing to Hashem. So this is to tell you that one who brings a substantial offering, and one who brings a meager offering, echad amarve v'echad amamit, ubilvad shiyachavin libo l'shamayim. So it's all the same. They have equal merit, provided that he directs his heart towards heaven. Gemara continues, Amar Reb Zeira, my kara. What is the verse from which this principle is derived, says Reb Zeira? Misuka shnasa oivedi ma'ati ma'arve yoichal. Sweet is the sleep of the laboring man, whether he consumes little or much. The verse interpreter is referring to one who brings an offering and teaches that one who brings a substantial offering and one who brings a meager offering can be equally assured that their offering will be accepted, because the sweet is the sleep of the laboring man, whether he consumes little or much. So, whether it's a lot or a little, Rashi says, "Shnas ha'oved, avoides ha'korbanos, umeviu la'mizbeach, mesuka shnaso, shehu yishan velo yira." Rashi says, "The avod of korbanos, that's the oved. He brings it to the mizbeach. His sleep is sweet, because he can sleep and not be afraid, whether he brings a lot or a little. Imatvim harbe yochal." Rashi. Whether it's a little or a lot, Yochal Matan Scharo, he's going to eat the same schar, a lot or a little. Ravada Barahavo Mar Mehocha. Ravada Barahavo says, from here, Berevos HaTova Rabu Ochlea Maki Shon LeBalav. When goods increase, those who consume them increase. And what advantage is there to the owner, except seeing them with his eyes? Rashi, Berbos HaTova Korbanos. When you have a lot of good, the Korbanos, Rabu Achlea Kohanim. Umakishon Lebailav HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kimros Einov Shezeh Miskaven LeTova. So one who brings a substantial offering and increases the number of Kohanim who eat it doesn't have more merit than one who brings a meager offering. So Bervos Tova, you bring a lot of karbanos, so then Rabu Ochleha, they're gonna be a lot more eating. But my Yisra on the Bay, my Kisha on the Bailov, what advantage is there to the owner? And Rashi says that's talking about Hashem. And then the Pasuk says, Kim Rois Einav. Rather, the offering that Hashem desires is one who recognizes, i.e. sees and seeing them with his eyes, that its owner has the proper intent. So in other words, Hashem recognizes, sees them with his eyes, that the owner has the right intent. Kimros Einav Shezem Eskavim Letova. That's what God wants. God wants one's heart. God wants one's intent. Continues the Gemara. Tanya Rishim Anazei Bo Re'ei. Lo kel, lo elokim, ela Hashem. Come and see what's written in the portion of the offerings. As in these psukim, the divine names kel and elokim aren't stated, but only the Lord. Meaning, Shem Havaya, Shalitam Pischopela Baldin Lachok. This is so as not to give a claim to a litigant to argue. Only one name of Hashem is used in conjunction with all the various offerings to prevent heretics from claiming that different offerings are brought, chas v'shalom, to different gods. Rashi l'bal din l'omer mishiris harbein, there are a lot of gods. V'dor m'chich sh'zeh sh'mo kach, tzim l'akal lo'min chazeh sh'mo kach, tzim l'akal lo'f parm z'eilim, l'kach ne'em u'kul r'echo ech l'shem, it says r'echo ech l'shem in all of them. So there's only one God who is commanding. Continues the Gemara, v'nem r'bishir ha'gas, yisher reich nechoach, v'of ha'dak, yisher reich nechoach, v'mincha yisher reich nechoach lo'mer lecha. And it stayed with regard to a large bull offering, a fire offering, and aroma pleasing to Hashem. And with regard to a small bird offering, a fire offering, and aroma pleasing to Hashem. And with regard to a meal offering, a fire offering, and aroma pleasing to Hashem. So the repetitive language employed concerning all these different karbanos is to tell you that one who brings a substantial offering and one who brings a meager offering have equal merit, provided that he direct his heart towards heaven. Gemara continues, I'm skipping a little bit. Lo amarti alechem zivchu kedei shetomer eser ritzono v'yaser ritzoni lo l'ritzoni atem zochen l'ritzonchem atem zochem shenema l'ritzonchem tizbuchu. I didn't say to you sacrifice offerings to me so you will say I will do his will, I fulfill his needs and he will do my will. You're not sacrificing to fulfill my will, my needs, but you're sacrificing to fulfill your will, your needs, in order to get kapara, as it says you shall sacrifice it so that you may be accepted. So we're not fulfilling Hashem's needs. Rashi says, "Lo l'ritzoni atem zovchim, kolomer lo l'hana'osi, l'hana'osai, she'eino tzarich l'atriach, erono rotze l'atriach etzchem l'asas al korchachem. L'ritzon, it's not for my hana, I don't want to be matriach on you. L'ritzon chem l'tzorich atzmechem l'kayim mitzvosai, sh'tei kapara lachem v'kach." So he wants you to have a kapara. That's why, for you. Now, in the Torah it says, V'shisosam b'knofav lo yavdiv hikdar asarkonam tzbechal. Aleitza m'sher alei sh'olei sh'arech nechoch l'ashem v'nech sh'kakri mincha l'ashem. So, si ha'karbonav yotze lag ha'shem v'nosa le'a levona. So you have to split it up. About its wings, don't separate. Burn it. The Kohen should burn it on the mizbeach, on the eitzim that are on the fire. It's an ola sh'arech nechoch l'ashem. V'nefesh ki sakriv korban mincha, when a soul sacrifices a mincha for Hashem, should be flour, put on oil, and also lavona, frankincense. Rashi says, v'shisa ein shisua lebiyad, when you split it up with your hand, v'knafav im knafav, eino tzarech, limrod kanfei netzot notza, so you don't have to, it goes on with its, with the feathers, you don't have to cut off the feathers of the wings. Knaf of notes and mamish v'lein lecha hedu shmirich v'recho ashen al kafayim nisrav v'vein av shokatsa alav v'lamar akas of hikter k'day shem izbech saveh v'hundir akabano shal ani. So it doesn't smell good when they're wings. It smells very bad when these wings are burned. So what's pshat that it should be a good smell? So in order that the mizbech should be saveh v'hundir, it should be satisfied with the carbon of the ani. Lo yavdil einu mefarko l'gamer l'shtei chatich z'lekor megabo. You don't cut it up completely. You rip it up from the back. Namer ba'of l'reich nechoch, namer ba'hem reich nechoch, lomer lecha, echer amar ve'echer amamit, u'bilvad she'yechavin libo la'shamayim. And it says, reich nechoch by a oaf, by a behema, to tell you a lot or a little, the important thing is your heart is directed to God, v'nechesh t'ikakiv lo'nemar nefesh chok abonis nadav lo b'mincha, midark l'sadi mincha ani, amar kodesh baruch hu, an amali ne'e lechem kili hikrif nafshu. It says, nefesh by mincha, specifically to show you that it's brought by a poor person, so it's as if you were makriv your nefesh to me. That's why it says nefesh ki makriv. So one kashi here is that in our sugya, both in the Mishnah and the Braisa, we darshan isher reich nichoach, and by of isher reich nichoach, and by mincha isher reich nichoach. by all three. It says Behema, Of, and Mincha Yisherech Nichach. Rashi only brings two, Behema and Of, and not Mincha. And number two, why was Rashi Koveh the Dibur on the Pasuk of Lo Yavdil? Rashi should have been Koveh the Dibur HaMaschil on Yisherech Nichach. Lo Yavdil has nothing to do with that you shouldn't completely split the bird into two. What does that have to do with? Another kasha, both in the Mishnah and in the Braisa, we mention Behema, then Of, then Mincha. Even one is Memayid and brings a Mincha is a lot of Schar. Rashi ala Torah brings Lehefech. First Of, and then Behema. Hello Davru. So first we have to learn our sugya, and we'll start with the kasha that in the Mishnah you learn echad amar v'echad amamid from the psukim where it says yisher reich nichoach. So what's the sugya that says my kara? And we're bringing psukim from Sefer Koheles. That's so weird. Why would you bring from what you already have in the Mishnah psukim from the Torah? Another kasha, why doesn't the sugya start with the lashon of my kara or menahani mili, and then bring the psukim of Reb Zeir or Vada Barahava, like Rav Sugis Hashas, that brings psukim as a makor for the dinim of Mishnayis? Rather, the Gemara starts Am Reb Zeir. The Gemara doesn't start with its own kasha. It starts Am Reb Zeir. My kara. That's the way it usually works. And then it should have said, Maikra, Amar Abzeira, but here it's Fakir. It's Amar Abzeira, Maikra, or Amar Avad Barahava. Another Kasha. Abzeira brings a Pasuk from Koheles. And then comes Avad Barahava, and he says, Mehacha. He also brings a Pasuk from Koheles that said the previous Pasuk. So, why don't they just say that it's really all saying the same thing? It's like they're having a machlokas here. Why should it be a machlokas? Say that it's all talking about the same thing. Because one's Koheles Hey Yud Aleph, and the second pasuk brought it's Koheles Hey Yud. So say Pashit. That they're talking about the same thing. Why is there machlokas here? No. This is telling Lechad Amar Vechad Amar Vechachav Nibal Shemayim. No, this is. Say they both are. Why make a machlokas out of it? So it's much better when it's when it works in the context of the psukim that everything should be talking about the same thing instead of saying it's a machlokas. Also, it's interesting. The Gemara brings the latter pasuk before the earlier pasuk. Another good kash. And also, the Gemara should have started with the price of Ben Azai. He darshins like the Mishnah. And then bring the Machlokas Amaraim regarding which Pasuk we have a Makor for this. Start off with Ben Azai and the price who is like the Mishnah. And then get to the Amaraim, the later sources who tell us what the source is. Not only that, but there's a Shinui Lashon Ben Drushes Tana de Masnitsin and Ben Drushes Reb Sham Ben Azai Bebraisa. Masnitsin says, Namar Bolas Behema Bolas Ofa Bebraisa Tanya. So why is the shinui in the lashonos? Another diktuk. The Mishnah says Echad Amar V'Recham Amar V'Shechav Nibal Shemayim. The Brisa says Echad Amar V'Recham Amar V'Shechav Nibal Es, not Shechav Nibal Es Libo Lashemayim. Why does the Brisa have an S? Rashi copies that. V'Lashon Rashi Yishlam. Or in the Mishnah, he doesn't say anything. And Echad Amar V'Echad Amar Amit. Only in the Braisa, he says, Echad Amar Be'la Havi Karbanos V'Koshe Lama Lo Tarech L'Farish Kein B'Masnisin Ela B'Braisa. Interesting how Rashi waited till the Braisa to say Echad Amar Be'la Havi Karbanos. Why didn't he already say that in the Mishnah? So we have a whole slew of difficulties here. And say for Koheles, it says, "Verbosa tov rabu achla, makishon lebalakim ros einav, mesukish nasa oivedi maatvim harbe yochal vasov laashir einenu miniach lalisha." So these are the psukim that are quoted by the Gemara. Rashi explains, "Verbosa hatova," this is in Koheles, "kishi Yisrael meitivim maaseim, rabu achla matan schar mitzvah." When we do a lot of good, there's going to be a lot of schar mitzvah. "Makishon lebalak kodesh baruch hu." So what benefit is there to Hashem in all their atavas ma'asim kim ros einav? They show that they're subordinate to Him, and it's a nachas ruach that they're listening. And so too le'inyan karbanos. Interesting. Revos hatov rabu ochleh shemevin nedavas harbe rabu kohanim ochleh. Now Rashi says that they bring a lot of nedavos. There are a lot of kohanim were eating, not like he said before. That bervosa tovu shalom etiv maseim. Now he says a karbanos pshat. So when they bring a lot of karbon nedavos, there are a lot of kohanim eating. Makishon lebale, what benefit is there lebale if neakodesh baruch in front of Hashem ki rosa einav shamar benaser etzono. And then it says vayitim sukash nasa oved. Who's the oved? Somebody who works the land. His sleep is good, whether he eats a little or a lot, because he's already used to it. So in the first pasuk, Rashi explains, like Rav Ada Bar Ahava, that it's talking about karbanos. And in the second pasuk, Rashi b'chalal doesn't mention Rabbi Seira. So, once Rashi's already going with the Gemara, the Perush of the Amoraim, so why doesn't he continue with that mahalach? No. First pasuk, he says dafka, like like Rav Ada Bar Ahava, that it's talking about karbanos. And then in the second pasuk, he doesn't even mention Rabbi Seira. But dvarim tzrichim biur rav. So Mirtz Hashem, since we already presented a whole slew of kashas, we will in the next shir, if God gives us life and health and good spirits and the financial means, I'm hoping very much, b'li neder, that in the next shir we will see light in this sugya and the flows mitoras Hashem. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved.